It's time now for the Acadia Community Spotlight. We're on Fridays. We turn that spotlight on to a local athlete, courtesy of Grants Pass Broadcasting and our good friends at Rogue Credit Union. And welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio, an athlete from Grants Pass High, Cam Holland. Cam, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're just finished your junior year. You're going into your senior year, and you're a multi-sport athlete for the Cavemen, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your favorite sport?
I wouldn't really say I have a favorite. I like both the sports I play, football, baseball.
Oh, okay. Well, football's coming up in the fall. You're doing baseball right now. Let's talk about baseball right now. What position do you play?
I play second base, and I pitch.
All right. Tell me about your pitching powers.
They're not too crazy to brag about, but I think my fastball's up in the low 80s, my curveball, slider, changeup, main mix.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. What do you rely on when you need that third strike?
Usually my curveball.
Okay. How do you control it?
Just try to get my release at the best spot that I can, not too late, so it goes in the dirt and not too early, so it hangs in there, and it's just a meatball pitch down the middle.
Oh, okay. So what do you want, a noon to six movement on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So when you want that third strike, that's the one you use?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about your stick.
I swing, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, the Icon, the two-piece. Mm-hmm. It's my buddy Evan's bat. You might know him, Evan Valenzuela.
Okay.
He handed me that bat, and I've been sticking with it. I really like it.
All right. What's it do for you? What's your average, or do you have that yet?
I think my average from the season was like 225, and it was a pretty down year for me, but.
All right. How about the power?
Could be better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You put the ball in play.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the real key.
Yeah.
Now, you said you also play second base?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Tell me about playing second base.
It's kind of like a diluted version of shortstop, I would say. You don't have to throw the ball as far. Still, there's the thinking aspect of it with runners on, but it's not too hard of a position.
You have to be as agile as the shortstop, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the best characteristic that you bring? What's your best skill level? Is it pitching?
Yeah, I would say pitching.
Okay. Is it the mental or the physical part?
I would say it's more physical. My mental kind of goes up and down sometimes. I'm trying to work on it and be better about it, but I would say my physical stays pretty consistent.
All right. Good luck with both of those.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you're also a football player, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me about football.
Should have a good season coming up. We got a lot of returning guys.
I'm excited about next season.
Me too.
It's looking great.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, positions at football.
Play wide receiver, and they just moved me back to safety this year.
Okay, so you could be offense or defense. Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer?
I like offense a lot more. I like having the ball in my hands and being able to make plays with it.
All right, what do you figure your best attribute is? Is it speed, or is it good hands, or what? Or is it the mental part of the game again?
I would definitely not say speed. I would definitely not as fast as those guys like Brevik and Trey, but I would say I have pretty good hands. I don't drop a lot of passes. I think I only had one or two drop passes last season.
All right, and defense. What's the best part about playing defense?
You can kind of just let loose. You don't have to really think too much about the play. You can kind of just fly around and then
react?
Yeah, it's more reactive, and you kind of get a feel for it a little better.
All right. Now, you're going into your senior year. What are you going to be studying this year in planning ahead for your future forever and ever?
My plan after high school, I kind of want to be an orthodontist.
Really?
I haven't really decided how the sports is going to work out. I would like to play sports in college, but, if that's not in the cards, then it's not in the cards. But I think next year, my goal is just try to get my GPA up. I think I have like a 3.85 weighted right now. So I think next year, just try to
shoot for the four.
Yeah, try to get it up a little bit.
All right. Well, good luck there. Do you have a college picked out or a place you'd really like to go?
I'd like to go to the University of Oregon. Some of my family members have gone there, and I just think I've been there for a lot of football games, and those are fun.
Want to be a Duck, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What's the best thing about high school so far for you?
I would just say it's kind of thinking like to the future, like there's going to be a lot to look back on and a lot of fun memories with my friends, and these are the best years of your life, right? So
okay, is there anybody out there that you'd like to say thank you right now for a coach or for someone who's helping you enhance your skills at either football or baseball?
I'd like to say thank you to my dad. My dad's always been there for me. He's always pushed me and always made bring out the best in me.
All right. Do you play catch with you, throw you the football? What?
Yeah.
What do you do with that? What do you do with that?
We kind of grew out of that playing catch a few years ago. I think he said I was throwing too hard. But yeah. Yeah, me and him, we talk about sports all the time, and he's always there supporting me and keep me on my feet when I feel like I want to fall.
Okay, any plans for Father's Day then?
I can't say those yet.
All right. Cam Holler, I want to thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Chuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show. You've been listening to Community Spotlight right here on KAJO Radio, where today we turned that spotlight on to a Grants Pass High athlete, Cam Holland. Stay tuned. More coming right after this word.